It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, school got back into session this past Tuesday for the Sonora Union High School District. It's a new year with new opportunities. Joining us this weekend on the show is Sonora High Superintendent Ed Pelfrey. Superintendent Pelfrey, it's great to have you back in the studio.
Thanks, BJ. It's nice to be here.
So how'd the first week of school go for Sonora High School?
It went really well. Staff was very positive and has really enjoyed the students coming back to campus.
If anybody's not familiar, who are kind of the members of your administrative staff team then?
So at Sonora High, our principal is Karen Sells. She has an associate principal, Will Sarkeesian, and a student services administrator, who is Stacy Cruzy. And then at our alternative ed site at Cassina and Ted Bird, our principal there is Robert Mabin.
And do you have many new staff members this year when it comes to going around campus?
We do. In our district transportation department, John Butterfield has come on board as our new shop foreman. Mike Myers is a new bus driver for us. At our alternative education site, Allie Lincoln is a new independent study teacher at Ted Bird. Andrea Vera Reyna is our new counselor of alternative ed. At Sonora High School, we have a number of new teachers. Andrea Floyd is a new English teacher. Andrew Riggs is a new math teacher. David Wheeler also joins him in our math department. Ethan Powell is a new history teacher. And we have a load of new teachers in special education. We're very excited to have Amanda McLeod joining us as our new director of special education. Jamie Thulke is a special ed teacher, along with Don Couch and Susanna Ethier. And then we have new CTE, which is career tech education. It used to be known as vocational education or ROP. We have three new instructors. Jason Rivera is our construction teacher. Taylor Fuchs is our new healthcare pathway instructor. And we also have added Veronica Gray to our science department.
So yeah, a lot of new faces around the Sonora Union High School District campus. We hear a lot about the teacher shortages nationwide and kind of a crisis there. Have you had challenges in getting teachers to Sonora High School?
We have, and particularly in certain areas. We're lucky that we've got some really qualified people who may not just be credentialed yet. They have experience with students, or they have the proper bachelor's degree, but they'll be working with us to get their teacher's credential while they're working as teachers.
You know, what can you tell us about the sports season and the Trans Valley League, the transition to the new conference and division?
Well, the Trans Valley League, we're all very excited to be competing in that league. Leaving the Motherlode League last year, I mean, we had a lot of success over a long period of time. Last year, we had seven championships in the Motherlode League. We had our first Motherlode League championship in softball, which was a very exciting game against Calaveras to win that championship. We won championships in boys basketball, girls soccer, boys and girls swimming, and we had 10 straight championships in football and 10 straight championships in volleyball. So every year that we were in the MLL. So a lot of success there. Moving into the TVL also gives us some new sports. So we now have girls flag football. And a former player of mine when I was coaching there, Zach Kurzich, is coaching our girls flag football team and doing a great job. They had their first scrimmage against Mariposa earlier this week. So that's great. Now, the challenge is, you know, we've got a brand new football coach, not brand new to us. Kirk Clifton has been with the program for a long time and, of course, grew up here and was a star running back himself. But he'll be taking over from Brian Craig after his great career. And we go into a tough league. I mean, the Trans Valley League is the best league in the state in its division. And but our coaches have looked at it as this is an opportunity for steel to sharpen steel. And while it'll be a challenge to win championships there, also in volleyball, it's a more challenging league. And we've been very dominant there with Amy Walbrink as our coach here for the last few years. But though it's a much tougher league for those sports. The one thing that's great about it is it gives us more challenges. So even if you don't win a Trans Valley League title, you'll still go on in the playoffs in your division. And being better prepared for those games will be good for our students and good for our competitiveness. And, of course, but the goal is to win now Trans Valley League titles.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to see how the students step up to the challenge here over the course of this next school year and watching as they develop. You know, you mentioned the flag football for the girls. Was that a challenge to put together, or was there a lot of interest there?
There was a lot of interest, you know, and Zach had called me and our athletic director, Josh Cruzy, as soon as he heard that we were going to the Trans Valley League. He said, hey, I want to coach that sport. So, and we've got a lot of girls out, and there's a lot of excitement for the sport.
You know, besides sports, what are some of the other activities that students can get involved with at Sonora High?
Well, there's so much, and it's really a credit to our staff to provide those opportunities. Of course, one of the things that we all look at with great pride and enjoy over and over again, and we'll get to enjoy tonight at the game, is the Golden Regiment, our marching band, that's so capably led by Yvonne Denton. And then a multitude of clubs. We will have club days on September, I believe, 5th and 6th, where we'll have over 20 clubs on display in the mall at school, and students will get to go around and see what all of those clubs are all about. One of the things we also do that happens during our flex period that will be advertised at that time is we have a group from KAAD who puts on a broadcasting class during our flex period during the day. That's one of the opportunities. We have a lot of things like Pete Smith runs a mock trial club that has had a lot of success in the last few years and is really something exciting for the students to be involved in. There's just a multitude of opportunities for students to get involved in those ways. Our leadership class is now up to 170 students. They meet zero periods under Greg Smith, and they're doing an outstanding job of putting on rallies and welcoming freshmen onto campus. They called every freshman before the year started and invited them personally to orientation, and then each group of our leadership kids had a group of freshmen to show around campus and make welcome.
Yeah, but those freshmen really appreciate having an upperclassman show them around and where to go and that type of thing.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
You know, what would you say, you know, comparing Sonora High School to others across the region and the state of California, what do you think really makes Sonora High School unique?
Well, I think the one thing is tradition. You know, we're looking now at our, you know, 120 years as a high school. And, you know, so many of our staff are former students, and our community truly cares about the school. I'll kind of just look back to homecoming coming up the fourth week in September. So we'll have our homecoming parade downtown on Friday, September 27th. And just the degree to which our community gets involved in that, you know, from the shop owners allowing us to put up signs and everybody coming out on the street to watch the band and to see the floats and to see homecoming queens and the football team and the volleyball team and all that. I think that's a big piece are those traditions. I think some other things that make it really special is the closeness that the staff has with students. There's a deep care that goes on there. And I'm sure that I know that that happens other places, but I think that that's probably one of the most important things that happens on our campus is our staff believing our students can have success. And that's the main reason that they're there. I think the leadership of both of our schools with our principals and administration being very supportive of teachers so that teachers can support students is, I think, something that's very important. You know, we have, for a school of our size, we have a lot of activity opportunities. We have a lot of athletic opportunities. And I think one of the big things is the CTE opportunities.
We'll pick up on that conversation in just a second. I need to take a quick break. We're talking with Sonora Union High School Superintendent Ed Pelfrey on this weekend's Motherlode Views. It's back to school time. School started this past Tuesday at the Sonora High School, and we're getting up to speed on everything new this school year and goals and challenges on the horizon with the Superintendent Ed Pelfrey. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Programming note, last week we focused on Somerville High School with Superintendent Michael Merrill. If you missed any of that show, you can find it archived in the media section of mymotherlode.com with all of the Motherlode Views shows. We'll be back with Superintendent Pelfrey in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host, focusing on the Sonora Union High School District on this weekend show, joined by Superintendent Ed Pelfrey. Superintendent Pelfrey, as we left off the first segment, you were talking a little bit about CTE and vocational education. So if you could pick up on that conversation.
Certainly. Well, I think I should take it back to April of 2022, where we did a strategic planning process where we brought in 40 members of the community and our staff. And that included people from Sonora Regional Medical Center, SPI, Blue Mountain Minerals, the Farm Bureau. We had city council members, board of supervisors, trustees from the other school districts, superintendents from our feeder schools. Sheriff Pooley was there, Chief Vanderweel. And we talked about what is the vision and mission for Sonora High School. And they worked together to develop a vision that was preparing every student for success by cultivating personal excellence. So it's about that personal success for each student, and it's going to be different for everybody. But they wanted to do that by emphasizing academic excellence, career and college readiness, and being accountable, respectful, and engaged citizens. And then our school board prioritized our objectives based on the feedback from that strategic plan process. And this last year, the number one point was to provide great vocational education for our students, which we call CTE now. So about half of the students in the district participate in CTE classes, and we provide 7 different pathways. And when you ask what's unique about us for a school of our size, that is far exceeds what you generally get in a 1,000 student district, is that many opportunities. So we've had ag science and floral design are put on by our teacher, our ag teacher, Stacy Ingalls. We have an outstanding cosmetology program that's led by Kelly Slater and Lisa Pierce. And we have schools come from around the state to see how our cosmetology program works. Patterson, as a fact, was just up last year, and we spoke with their architect about how do we make this happen. And they're starting a program this year. We have computer science and game design with Brian Miller. And then we've also added this year a construction pathway with our new teacher, Jason Rivera. We are extending our healthcare pathway with a new teacher, Taylor Fuchs. And then our education pathway is also being extended. And that's taught by Gretchen Burtwistle. And what that is preparing students who are interested in becoming teachers or paraprofessionals. So I think that that's something that's very unique about the school, and we've really emphasized that. In addition to those classes taught by Sonora High staff, we have what are called CCAP classes. CCAP classes are Columbia College courses that are taught on the Sonora High School campus, and those classes are only for Sonora Union High School District students. So we have emergency medical responder class, fire science, welding, fabrication, certified nurse's assistant courses, and that certified nurse's assistant course has been a huge success where students are literally being hired at their graduations by Sonora Regional. And that's been a collaboration with Adventist Health, Columbia College, and Sonora High that's been really successful. And while CTE is the emphasis, I think what we do that's special is provide a path for every student. So in the past year, we've had incredible success with our functional living skills class. That's for severely disabled students to prepare for life, and it's been a real joy to see that class go so well with great teachers and great paraprofessionals. We have, as we've mentioned, CTE for students who are interested in moving into careers out of school. And then we have, once again, our collaboration with Columbia College. We have a middle college program where half of our students graduated last year with college credit. A third of our students are in the middle college where they're taking almost half of their classes at Columbia College while taking Sonora High School classes. And we have students graduating with AA degrees or entering college already a year ahead. And then at the very peak of our academics is our advanced placement courses. We continued our success in those courses. Statewide, usually 56% of students pass their AP tests. This last year, we had 120 students take AP tests, and 72% of them passed, which is a very high rate of success. And for the second year in a row, our AP U.S. history teacher, Kurt Wolken, had 100% of his students pass the test. Our senior AP English teacher, Anita Leonard, once again, second year in a row, had 100% of her students pass those classes. So if you're looking at career, if you're looking at college, if it's a student with disabilities, we're trying to find a pathway to personal excellence and success for all those students. And then I think it also shows we do state testing on math and English and science. And in both math and English, we increased our scores last year with our English reaching the standard of what this state expects for all students.
Yeah, but a lot of people didn't realize there were so many CTE opportunities at Sonora High School. You know, do you see most of your students end up going off to college afterwards, or they go straight to the workforce?
We have about 50% of our kids go to college. About 25% of that is starting at Columbia College, and 25% of those are starting at other four-year colleges. And the rest are going to careers initially. So that's about our numbers.
And one another thing I want to ask you about, getting on into another topic, is the Sonora Historic Dome Campus, which is owned by the Sonora Union High School District. There's been questions about what that the future holds for that building. What can you tell us, just kind of the latest about what's going on with that facility?
Well, it's a really important facility. You know, it's historically important to the whole community, and as we spend time in there, because we still store all of our CUME files, which are the files that have to be kept in perpetuity by the district, there. So we're often up there. The Tuolumne County Historic Society stores many of their artifacts there. Our sober grad committees store their supplies there. And of course, we have the KAAD actually broadcasts out of the bottom there of the dome. And we've been up there a lot recently looking at what are the possibilities there. And while it is very important for the community, it's also very difficult to spend money for students when that's not actually going to be a building where students are going to be. The building doesn't meet what's called the Fields Act, which is for earthquake safety. So, and it would be very expensive to make that change. But it is a building that is being maintained well right now. There was a newspaper article that spoke about demolition, and there's no thought of demolition. It's just looking for what the right opportunities are there for that building. And also what's right for our alternative ed campus there. You know, we have playing fields there. We have a gym that we use for sports and the community uses. And we have Casina High, Ted Bird High on that campus. We lease space in buildings just north of the campus there to county entities. The Arts Alliance rents one of the facilities there. And then we have Lions Park. We have the Master Gardeners. It's a thriving campus that works up there. And we can't separate that dome from those other pieces. We've had interest from the Historic Dome Preservation Committee. And it's important that we keep that facility together because parking is so difficult. It makes it challenging for that facility to operate on its own. So we still continue to look at what are opportunities for the facility, but it is a working facility that we're very proud of and that we understand is a community asset.
How about the Wildcat Ranch? Because that was another property that was nearly sold several years ago to an outside group that wanted to do a park. What's kind of the status today with the Wildcat Ranch?
Well, we use it right now for our FFA students with their projects. So they're raising animals out there. We use it for cross country. Both for our high school, for outside groups, and for the elementary school's races. And then we have plans for building an ag barn there. And we're moving forward with an architect to get that out to bid so that we can get a contractor to build that for us. Right now, we currently are also grazing cattle on there to reduce fuels to prevent fires. We're also looking that we're hoping to put a partnership together to hopefully begin training people, our students, on heavy equipment operation there because it's a huge need in the community, particularly as we look at forest maintenance and fire suppression. And so trying to see if we can find a way to collaborate with our partners in the community, the college, Motherlode Job Training, to see if we can find a way to get our students prepared for those high-wage, high-demand jobs.
Yeah, that'd be a good opportunities for students. The cattle that you mentioned, is that something the district oversees, or is that an outside group?
We lease to a private individual who grazes cattle there.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with Superintendent Ed Pelfrey on this weekend's Motherlode Views, getting an update on all the happenings at Sonora Union High School District on this weekend show. Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. We're focusing on the Sonora Union High School District on this weekend show. Students came back to campus this past Tuesday. We're joined in studio by Ed Pelfrey, who is the superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District. I'm curious your thoughts on technology and how it's kind of changing your operations at Sonora High School recently.
Sure. Well, since 2020, the district has been one-to-one with Chromebooks for every student. And I really want to acknowledge Matt Leamy and Eddie Schuyler, who are our technicians, who make sure that every student has a working Chromebook, because that's an expectation, just like a book or a piece of paper now going to class. And they've done a great job with that. So all of our students are working in that way. More and more of our texts are moving to online texts. And, it's the way that students are going to work in the future. And so it's important that our kids are literate in that way. Also, some other things that we're bringing up this year is we had a grand jury report on school safety that recommended increasing monitoring student movement on and off campus. Because as I said before, lots of our students head to Columbia College during the day. Juniors and seniors with good grades have an opportunity to leave at lunch. And then we have students from alternative ed who come down to take college classes or go to the college to take classes at certain parts of their day. So we are implementing a new program that helps with that as well as other things called Minga. And parents may have started to see these Minga messages, texts come to them. And so what it does is it helps us have students check in and out so we know who's leaving campus, who's coming onto campus. It also helps us monitor hall passes so that we don't make sure we have students where they're supposed to be. And if we have emergency situations, we know where to find students all the time. And that's really important, especially as we see fires and things like that come up. So that's been a really big movement. And I think parents are going to start to see these Minga messages that will tell them things like, as part of our positive behavioral support program, may say, hey, Johnny was very respectful today. And they might get that from an English teacher. And that's a message that would go home to parents. At the same time, it might be that Susie was late for second period, and parents might not have known that Susie was late for second period. And it's an opportunity for them to parent and say, hey, you need to get to class on time. So there's those messages as well as knowing who's out on a hall pass. I think it's going to be very helpful for a lot of the things we do on campus. And like I say, it addresses that grand jury goal of monitoring students on and off campus. We're also doing something new with transportation, which is we will be implementing by Christmas electronic sign-in and sign-off. So students will use an ID card to get on and off the bus. It's a real challenge when you have, as we do, a third or more of our students riding a bus home to know who's getting on the bus, where they're going, where they get on, and where they get off. And particularly if we do have fires or things like that and we have to reroute buses, to be able to communicate with parents where students are all the time. And this new electronic sign-in and sign-off will help. It will also allow parents to know when a student is about to get off the bus. So they have the option of saying how close to the stop they want to be notified and things like that. It'll also let them know when the bus is getting to their stop. So I think that's a important electronics things that we're moving forward with, or, technology. It also leads me to transportation shared services. In the last few years, it's been very difficult to find commercial drivers. That has extended to bus drivers. Bus drivers are incredibly valuable. And in our whole county, there's a struggle to make that happen. So several years ago, we started a study on how we could share services in the county. And four school districts are trying to work towards making that happen. Sonora High School, Jamestown Elementary, Sonora Elementary, and Curtis Creek Elementary. And we're trying to do that so we can collaborate and make sure that we get dependable bus service for all the students out of all those schools. There have been times in the last couple of years where parents have gotten calls first thing in the morning and said, hey, we're down a bus driver, and so we're not going to be able to pick up your student today. Or a call at the end of the day, that we're not going to be able to bring students home. Also, reaching out to the TVL, we're going to be traveling a lot more from Sonora High School for athletics. So that bus service is really important. So we're working with our labor partners right now to develop an agreement that will allow us to share buses and drivers coming into this year.
We've got a few minutes left on this weekend show. You know, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges that students face when it comes to, you know, going through the high school system these days?
Well, I think what has been shown worldwide since the pandemic has been a lot of social emotional needs. And that was a high focus. That was our number one objective the year right in 2023. And we've put a lot of effort into that, our staff, our counseling department, and meeting those needs. And we've seen a lot of success. There's a survey called the California Healthy Kids Survey that every 9th and 11th grade student takes in California. And two of the big numbers we look at is chronic sadness and suicidal ideation. And Tuolumne County has been very high in those. The whole state's gone up, but Tuolumne County is higher than the state average. Our efforts with establishing a wellness center, with focusing on those issues with our freshmen in our PE classes, and then making teachers aware of strategies and having them understand that these are the needs that students have first is to feel, to have good mental health is vital for them to be able to learn and to be successful. That focus over the last 4 years has turned out a decline in that chronic sadness. And chronic sadness is measured as 2 weeks of feeling sad over the last year. And we've had a decline over 4 years, which is just outstanding. And then we've also had that four-year decline in that suicidal ideation. And I just don't know if there's things that are much more important than making our kids happier and that they're excited about their lives. And I think that's a huge measure of success. And I think it has shown in our academic achievement as well. When students are happy to be at school and they have optimism for their life, they're going to be more successful.
And what is inside that wellness center that you mentioned?
Inside the wellness center, we have two senior office specialists that check students in and assess needs. We have our three counselors who are there, and we have two site therapists that are all there to support students. We have a couch. We have some seating that's comfortable, and we have some tables. We have soft lighting and just some imagery that helps people be calm. But then what we have is we have interventions where the counselors, where student peer help and our staff and outside agencies, behavioral health from the county, grant-funded counselors from the Tuolumne County Office of Education come in and meet with students, work on coping skills in small groups, work on goal setting and strategies for dealing with the stresses that kids have today.
You know, as we have just about a minute left, you know, the first week happened this past week. You know, is there anything that, you know, the community needs to keep in mind when it comes to traffic in the area or just parking and that type of thing around the campus?
Yes. On School Street, where our buses pick up students and drop off students, it's very tight for drivers. And to be as safe as possible there and to try and avoid that area with cars and having your kids cross the street there to get into vehicles. I'm not pretending that we've got an easy place for parents to pick up, but just to be as safe as possible there. And also just to make sure that when it says don't park in that area, don't. And we have to thank Chief Vanderweel that he's had full support out there, making sure that all the traffic laws are being followed for the safety of all our students. And then just making sure that you recognize that when those red lights go on and that stop sign pops out on a bus, that means stop. It doesn't mean go around faster, that these are children. And when that stop sign comes out, that means there's a child headed to that car. And there's nothing more important than those kids getting on those buses.
Important reminders you have to remember again this time of year as school is now back in session. Superintendent Pelfrey, thanks for coming on Motherload Views.
Thank you so much, BJ.
Again, we thank Superintendent Ed Pelfrey, who was our guest this weekend. If you missed any of this show, you can find it in the media section of mymotherload.com. You can also find last week's show with Somerville Union High School Superintendent Michael Merrill. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherlode News has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.